I have a building in which I write that is down by a small pond that we own, and I will go down there and sit early in the morning and look out across this little pond. And the following poem comes out of one of those mornings, very quiet observations of the pond. A letter in October. Dawn comes later and later now, and I, who only a month ago could sit with coffee every morning watching the light walk down the hill to the edge of the pond and place a doe there, shyly drinking, then see the light step out upon the water, sowing reflections to either side, a garden of trees that grew as if by magic, now see no more than my face, mirrored by darkness, pale and odd, startled by time. While I slept, night in its thick winter jacket bridled the doe with a twist of wet leaves and led her away, then brought its black horse with harness that creaked like a cricket and turned the water garden under. I woke and at the waiting window found the curtains open to my open face, beyond me darkness, and I, who only wished to keep looking out, must now keep looking in.